State legislature passes almost $600 million in wildfire recovery funds. The 81st Oregon legislative session came to a close on Saturday, July 3rd, and approximately $588 million was designated for wildfire recovery and prevention efforts throughout the state. $150 million was allocated for housing development and land acquisition. $75 million is earmarked to house and care for survivors, with $10 million more set to support programs to incentivize fire-resistant building practices. A significant share of that money will be funneled to Jackson County, which suffered some of the most devastating impacts in the state. The most notable legislative bills passed address development and rising costs of manufactured homes, ongoing insurance issues, tax relief for those who lost homes in the fire, emergency alerts, mitigating wildfire risk through a wide range of measures, and ensuring public engagement in the process of recovery. State Representative Pam Marsh, who represents Jackson County and was instrumental in the passage of many of these bills, recently wrote about her take on the legislative efforts. Quote, "My personal commitment was to secure relief and resources for the families and communities devastated in the Alameda fire and to address the underlying issues that are driving high-risk wildfire conditions on the ground." Unquote. A link to Representative Marsh's newsletter to get a more complete picture of how the state voted to allocate funds is available at tinyurl.com/3Y3B W U 35.